Hello, and thank you for joining me today. To close out the end of the year, I am continuing on with the Heart of the Lotus Sutra, Lectures on the Expedient Means and Lifespan Chapters by Taisaku Ikeda. And we're continuing from page 34 at the bottom, where it says, Voice Hearers who hear the teaching become voice hearers who relate it to others. Let's begin. What becomes of the voice hearers who enter the realm of the wisdom of the Buddhas through faith? The voice hearers themselves clarify this point when they say, quote, Now we have become voice hearers in truth, for we will take the voice of the Buddha away and cause it to be heard by all. Unquote. That's from the Lotus Sutra opening chapter, page 132. In other words, they change from voice hearers who hear the teachings to voice hearers who cause others to hear the teaching. They become voice hearers who talk about Buddhism among the people. In one sense, quote, voice hearer indicates those who look to their teacher, the Buddha, for personal salvation and gain. From this standpoint, the statement suggests that they have changed from disciples who are saved to disciples who save others and join the mentor's struggle. In the pre-Lotus Sutra teachings, quote, people of the two vehicles, unquote, means those who become attached only to partial enlightenment and lose their aspiration for the Buddha way. In the Lotus Sutra, they are revived. They are no longer people of the two vehicles who close themselves off in a shallow level of awakening. Rather, they become people of the two vehicles who seek the supreme enlightenment of the Buddha. In essence, the voice hearers gain a revitalized trust in human beings, respect for the people, and hope for the future. In other words, they discover the Buddha nature shining within all people. Such is the power and benefit of the vast Buddha wisdom they attain through faith. A person of wisdom is a person with an excellent heart. Wisdom in the Lotus Sutra does not simply mean being smart. It is far more profound. Essentially, it is to have an excellent heart. Wisdom signifies humanity and force of character born of strength, breadth, and depth of spirit. The Daishonin says, quote, the wise may be called human, unquote. That's from the writings of Nichiren Daishonin, volume 1, page 852. He also explains that one who perseveres in following a correct way of life based on the mystic law, unswayed by praise and censure, is truly wise. See the writings of Nichiren by Daishonin, volume 1, page 794. Shariputra enters the realm of the wisdom of the Buddhas through faith and becomes a disciple of action. From the standpoint of Nichiren Buddhism, he represents Nichiren's followers who believe in and embrace Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, the entity of the wisdom of the Buddhas, and who strive to realize Kozen Rufu. Thus the Daishonin says, quote, Now Nichiren and his followers who chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo are all Shariputra. That's from the Orally Transmitted Teachings, page 46. All who conduct Buddhist dialogue with friends and who earnestly chant the mystic law and tax their wisdom to help others become happy are Shariputras of the present age. Chapter 2. Shoi shaga, but to show shinga, nakasan man, nakamushu show, but to jingo show, but to murdio doho, yim yo so jin, myo sho fum on jojo jin jin ni so ho, swigi so situishu nange. This is the translation. Quote, what is the reason for this? The Buddhas have personally attended 100, 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000, a countless number of Buddhas, and have fully carried out an immeasurable number of Buddhist ways and doctrines. They have exerted themselves bravely and vigorously, and their names are universally known. They have realized a law that is profound and never known before, and preach it in accordance with what is appropriate, yet their intentions are difficult to understand. Unquote. That's from the Lotus Sutra opening chapter, page 56, and also part of the prayers that we recite in Nichiren Daishonin's Buddhism twice a day, in the morning and evening. If you would like to find out more, please visit Buddhability or sgi-usa.org. In this passage, Shakyamuni explains why the wisdom of the Buddhas is infinitely profound and immeasurable, and why it is difficult to understand by indicating the practices he and other Buddhists have carried out in previous lifetimes. To convey a sense of just how difficult is the path to attaining Buddhahood, Shakyamuni explains that Buddhists have served countless other Buddhas in previous lifetimes, have bravely and vigorously carried out incalculable practices, and as a result have become enlightened to a law of unparalleled greatness. The practice of Shariputra and the other people of the two vehicles is quite shallow in comparison. Accordingly, they cannot comprehend the true purpose of the teaching Shakyamuni is expounding. Comprehension, courage, and action are born of heartfelt agreement. It is interesting how Shakyamuni mentions his practices in previous lifetimes to indicate that the wisdom of the Buddhas is infinitely profound and immeasurable. Since the wisdom he attained cannot itself be easily articulated, he explains it by describing the practices that became the cause for his enlightenment. This method of reasoning may seem obscure to us today, but the people of India commonly understood the idea that one repeatedly undergoes the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, by explaining that he had served countless Buddhists in the past, Shakyamuni could readily win the people's understanding and agreement. Heartfelt agreement is important. When people are satisfied with an explanation, their comprehension deepens and their state of life expands. Heartfelt agreement produces courage and hope and is sure to give rise to action. For this reason, dialogue is very important. The power to impart profound understanding and earn others' heartfelt agreement is the power of words and the power of the voice. As a result of Shakyamuni's power of speech, even Shariputra developed a seeking spirit to attain the vast wisdom of the Buddhas. And with that, I will close out today's reading. And thank you very much for joining me. Happy New Year to all that celebrate it. All the holidays that are celebrated this year, Kwanzaa, all of the world over. I hope that your celebrations are joyful, safe, and may 2022 sincerely be the year of youth and dynamic growth.